Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So, Will Manso from Local 10, I said this earlier, he got to witness two different worlds over the last 72 hours. Saturday night, he's in Tallahassee. He's watching the Canes take care of FSU at Doak Campbell. And then, you know, an hour ago, he's at the Mike McDaniel Monday press conference. Which one of those was more entertaining, Will?
Yeah, I would say Saturday night was probably more entertaining, though today was probably more insightful as to, you know, what a mess the Dolphins are right now. I mean, and no matter what Mike says, I mean, what's he going to say, right? Like, I always tell people, like, oh, did you ask him the tough questions people ask me? I'm like, we asked them the questions, but I mean, the answers are all going to be the same. This team right now is playing bad football. I don't know what else you could say.
And Will, we talked about it. Was 2023 an outlier? Because it seemed we're all excited about that, but the other 4 years aren't good, and this year is embarrassing.
Yeah, I think you're getting to the point, right, where you have to say that. You know, we all think back to the start and how the excitement, and it goes to show, too, guys, I think what – because people are critical, and fans in particular, and I get it because you get frustrated. I'm a fan too. You know, I get frustrated at the teams I root for when they don't play well. But it gets personal when people start insulting Mike and his looks and what he wears and the way he talks. None of that mattered when they were playing well, winning games and scoring 70 points. Everybody thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And it goes to show, Channing, is that, you know, when you get figured out, when you don't adjust in this league, and when teams figure you out and you don't find ways to fix it, that everything is going to be criticized, whether it's personal, professional, the play, whatever. And it's clear that Dolphins have reached that point. And again, the criticism of Mike McDaniel and this team at the front office and everything that's coming is fair, because this team has been going in the wrong direction now in a few years running.
What did he have to say today, by the way, at the press conference? I know you say, you know, and fans are always the same way. Whatever you ask is never going to be enough, because what they really want you to do is scream at him. You should quit.
Like,
you
you're
should be
a
fired.
You stink. Pull down your pants. That's what they want us to scream, but that's not the way it works.
Anytime we've had someone on who, you know, coaches back when they were having, you know, difficulties, people always text in, oh, you don't ask any tough questions. Like, wait, you want me just to berate the guy? Because that's what you're doing on the text line. Like, that's not the way it works. But what did he say today? Did he seem to have any answers for anything? Did he take the onus of the performance on himself? Like, what was his vibe?
I mean, the vibe is this: he takes blame for it. I think, you know, I asked him straight up, and others as well, but I asked him, like, what you say preparation is there during the week, but it doesn't show up on game day. He has said that now multiple times after losses. How in the world are you not seeing that the preparation isn't there and you're thinking it is and it doesn't show up? And his answer is, look, it falls on me somewhere along the line. It's not working. You know, those are things that fall on me, and we have to communicate. And that starts with me. It starts with the staff. But he said he has full confidence in the staff and players. Look, he and other players as well, Jalen Phillips, Malik Washington, others discussed today, there's no finger pointing going on. At least they're not saying that. And I think it's natural in a locker room of 53 players and a bunch of coaches and a head coach that people start looking and saying, you know what? I did my job yesterday. Those other guys didn't do their job. You know, I think this team has been so bad, guys, in so many areas that I don't think anybody can look in the mirror and feel pretty good. I just don't. I mean, I know Tua played well yesterday, but there are going to be things he looks at, particularly that last drive, you know, when they had the last chance that they didn't do well. There isn't a single player on this team can wake up in the morning and say, ah, I'm doing great. I don't care about anybody else. They got to figure it out. Because right now, collectively, and this is what McDaniel said, starting with himself, they're not doing enough, and they need to find a way to do something to change this.
And did he address, did he say anything about the run defense? Because giving up 100 is not bad.
Yeah.
Will, giving up 200 to one human, embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Embarrassing, especially, look, the classic line of no disrespect, and here comes the disrespect right after you say it. No disrespect to Rico Dowdle, but he's a backup for a reason. He's a good football player, and he runs hard, and credit to him having a great game. But there's no reason in the world that he should run for 208 yards against the Dolphins. I mean, that's embarrassing. So to answer your question, Channing, yeah, he said that a lot of it stemmed from communication. It's not an individual that's not doing their job. It's maybe an individual and a group thinking they're doing their job, but they're being told the wrong thing. So it's almost like the coaches and the players, they're not seeing eye to eye on certain things in a communication way that's leading to mistakes on the field. And they have to look at the film, and they did today, and say, okay, where are things getting lost in translation, where that guy's not on his assignment, this guy's not on his assignment, and then it causes total miscommunication on where things need to be. To his credit, again, I'll say it over and over, they take the blame. He takes the blame. Weaver and those guys as a staff need to make sure their players in the right position. But also as individuals, as players, you need to know where your assignment is. And you can't just leave your assignment or not be where you need to be because it leads to the mess that we saw yesterday.
I think, you know, it's commendable, Will, that they take the blame. I heard McDaniel's press conference yesterday. I was reading the quotes today. He puts himself first because I think it's the right thing to do. If not, everybody's holding him accountable. But at the end of the day, I don't think this roster is very talented. I think we're seeing that. It's part of what you were just talking about. I don't think a lot of the young guys that were drafted are very talented based on statistics and numbers and evaluations. Is there any part of this team, because we thought it was going to be the front seven, that's been proven wrong. Is there any part of this team where you look at and you say, that's something you can build with moving forward? Maybe Devon Achane, right? Is that the only Is that the only player?
No, there's pieces. Look, Patrick Paul has showed some glimpses he could get to the offensive lineman. There are players defensively, I think. It's just, but again, Solana, we're talking about individuals. As a collective, they just aren't good. And I think we could reach the point where we could feel comfortable saying it as more fact than opinion that this isn't a very good football team. It hasn't been constructed well. And unfortunately, a lot of the problems that are having are problems that we as media and also fans, look, we're fans as well, and then fans calling into you and tweeting and doing all this stuff, have seen the construction of this roster in the offseason and the money spent and allocated wasn't very good. There was concerns in particular areas, i.e. the offensive line, i.e. the defense in certain parts of the defense, that aren't very good, that money and resources weren't allocated maybe in the best way possible. And that falls on one guy who doesn't talk today, and that's Chris Greer. You know, and we talked plenty of times in the show about Chris Greer, the job he's done or hasn't done. And while Mike McDaniel sits there and takes all the bullets and has to listen to all this stuff and gets ripped again, a lot of it rightfully so, you're only as good as the product you're given and the players you're given. Like, you can only make so much. What's the old saying? You give me the ingredients, I got to cook it, but I'm only as good as the ingredients I get. I think that's what's happening with the Dolphins. Like, Mike McDaniel can sit there and yell and scream or change things, bench guys, move guys around. I don't think it's going to make a damn difference. I just don't think this is a very good football team.
And, Will, can you – should we read into it this way, where the Patriots went into Buffalo and beat Josh Allen in Buffalo, something that Mike McDaniel and Tua has never done? The Commanders with Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels winning playoff games last year, going to the NFC Championship game. Just you're looking at Shane Steichen. What Shane Steichen's doing – oh, yeah, you must be pissed about Daniel Jones, but Shane Steichen's doing – in 3 years being there in Indy, and now we're here 5 years, 6 years or two or 5 years with McDaniel, and we're still just spinning wheels.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, because I think that's where you look. And look, I look at it from a Giants perspective. Brian Daboll, people talk about the job he's done or hasn't done and whether he's lost the locker. None of it matters. He's not getting the best of his players, whatever it is. Your job is to get, again, those ingredients that you have, that roster you have, and try to make the most of it. They're not maximizing. Whatever talent they have is not being maximized. Could they use more talent? Absolutely. I think this roster isn't comprised the way it probably should be. But when you see players bounce around and go to other places, you mentioned Daniel Jones, and have success, you look back at where they were, you say, maybe that person wasn't doing the job. And I wonder how much the day that it moves on, the Dolphins move on from Mike McDaniel and this regime, will we see the Tuas of the world go off and have enormous success somewhere else and win games? Other players as well on defense that have maybe struggled have success. We've certainly seen it before with certain guys, and I'm curious if that's going to be the case, because sometimes the message gets lost. The thing that I keep going back to, guys, is that Mike McDaniel talks about preparation is there. We think it's there. It doesn't show up. Well, maybe the message is just getting lost in translation. Maybe the players are tuning out that message. And when that happens, that's on the head coach, and that's probably a sign that that head coach's future is in that particular place. McDaniel here is probably not a very good future.
We're up against it, Will, but how was Saturday night in Tallahassee? Are the Canes the best team in the nation, in your opinion?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I think them and Ohio State, I mean, I think I look at those two teams, I think because they have, I think, the best balance. I think they have the best as far as offense, defense, special teams, all the areas, the depth. The Canes have finally reached that point where they have it. I do think they're one of the best teams in the country. I think they show it. Obviously, the one thing they need to do, and they haven't shown it enough, is the killer instinct, that mentality to really put away teams. Sometimes that's easier said than done. Like, there was a lot of criticism from fans again about Mario and down the, you know, in the fourth quarter. I honestly, guys, didn't see anything that bothered me that much. Your line, your bread and butter, is that big line you built. Their job and what you expect from the grind out Florida State and get yards and first downs in the fourth quarter, it didn't happen, and that's okay. Credit to the Noles. I don't think it was a coaching issue. I don't think it was they didn't try it hard of an issue. I think there's just a mentality that they're going to get as it goes along, where they just have to just impose their will and finish teams, because more often than not, they're going to be the better football team to the opponent on the field. And I think that's been the case in every game this year, and I think that's going to be the case in pretty much every game until they get to the college football playoffs.
I saw on your social media you went to Waffle House twice up in Tallahassee. Lori and I went to Waffle House driving home from Tampa yesterday. That's good stuff there.
Three times, but I will say this. I kind of cheated because our hotel parking lot was connected to a Waffle House. So it was the easy. I just rolled out of bed and rolled to the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That's how I judge hotels. Yeah.
Same on Tallahassee. It's just I rolled out of bed, I rolled into the Waffle House, and then I left to the stadium.
What'd you get?
That was my itinerary. I would get that all-American breakfast, the one that that's hash brown, scrambled eggs, the waffle, obviously. The first day I got just plain waffle, then I went peanut butter because I love a good peanut butter on a waffle.
Interesting.
And sausage. Yeah, and sausage.
So good. Their sausage happens to be delicious. I'm not a big sausage guy, but they make the patties. I like a patty over the link.
Yes.
And their sausage is fantastic.
Yep, $13.99 too. Listen, the company was very happy when I turned that expense report today, and they're like, "You spent $100 and eating for 2 days? That's awesome for four meals."
I was going to ask, what does he eat? Grits.
You know, I have had grits and I don't mind them, but I always get hash browns instead when I'm there, like, because they give you the option, like, do you want grits or hash browns? I'm like, no, I'm a hash brown guy.
Yeah, Waffle House, you got to do the hash browns and maybe smothered and covered.
I can't see it. Post 50, I can't do smothered. If not, I'm going to be smothered in the bathroom. I can't be smothered,
You didn't miss the game.
All right. We'll see you at the Panthers tomorrow, I'm guessing, right, Will?
We will, yeah. I'll be there tomorrow. We'll be going live and enjoying the festivities.
We will be doing the show there, so we'll see you then. Thanks, Will.
All right, I'll swing by. All right, guys.
All right, there you go. Will Manso from Local 10. Big fan of the Waffle House, as am I. Anytime I'm bummed, there's just no Waffle Houses around me. There's the one in Davie.
Yeah.
And there's the one in next to the old radio station that they built in Miami Gardens.
Problem down here, they have First Watch and they have a lot of cute little breakfast spots.
Nothing like a Waffle House, though, man. Like, you walk into that Waffle House, it's just like, feels.
Listen, there's 877,000 Waffle Houses in Atlanta. I've been to Waffle House a million
times. That's the thing. There's just not enough down here, so it's novel. So every time we go to Tampa to see DJ, like, driving home or something, I try to hit a Waffle House because they don't have them down here. But you're right. Like, most places, they're literally just, like, every four blocks.
But have you been to First Watch?
I love First Watch.
Oh, if there's a Waffle House next to a First Watch, you know which direction you're going to go.
They just opened
Waffle House.
Lie.
They just opened up a First Watch across the street from my house. Literally opened up like 2 weeks ago. The line at 7 a.m.
It's crazy, yeah.
Is insane, yeah. Man. Insane. Yeah. That place is so good, though. Oof.
Yeah, you got to order on the way to go. Then you get it, and then you just kind of sit outside on
like
a bench
that.
And eat it.
I don't like that. I like looking at
Waffle
the menu.
House. You go to Well, the only thing Waffle House is lacking right now is avocado toast. I looked over that menu six or seven times. I could not find it anywhere, so I had to get a waffle.
You think anything there is fresh?
Everything at Waffle House is fresh. You watch them cook it.
You think they're going to pick up avocados every morning? That lady?
Well, no,
back there,
obviously they haven't. But the once lady, they add avocado toast, look out.
With the six teeth, they're going to get everything seasoning.
Avocado Toast House. I ain't talking about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.